Welcome to You Talk Too Much on Geek Stuff Radio. I'm your host, Deanna R., and today's topic is, I need to get something off my chest. Have you ever lived next to the neighbor from H-E-L-L? Well, I'm here to tell you I have. So, I moved into a trailer park or a mobile home park in the UK. Maybe you call it like a caravan or something like that. Well, from the day I moved in, the neighbor next door, who has a six-year-old kid, I have a six-year-old kid, they both have ADHD, and then she has a three-year-old, who's going to be four. And he sometimes, like any kid, can be mean as poop, right? Just a poop. So, my kid can be a little hellion. Sometimes it's from his ADHD, because we're trying to adjust his medicine. How all kids, they'll fight and bicker and whatever. Well, she's had issues from the start, flipping out over nothing, swearing at my kid. And I try not to swear when I get into confrontations like that, but and I'm not a physical fighter. So, I mean, it's just been horrible. And then something changed, and we were getting along great. And her kids would come over, and my kid would come over there, and we'd still have issues with hitting and stuff, but then her attitude changed to be kids, and my kids do the same thing, and I love your kid, blah, blah, blah. So then a new neighbor moves in next door, and all of a sudden, it switches. So now we're back to your kid's a little butt, and my kid's poop don't stink. Okay? So, I mean, all the kids get on each other. I mean, and then the new neighbor, well, ain't even gonna talk about that. And then we go down to the bus stop, and there's this guy that I just see at the bus stop. I don't know him. And he makes snide comments to me all the time about my parenting skills, which I don't do to people. I don't even know this guy. So the neighbor next door, she's been ignoring me and shunning me, and you know, just I know that I'm being polite, but I can't stand you. And I'm sure she's talking about me again. So my husband decides to take my grandson down to the bus stop. Well, actually, he ran out the door because we were going to drive him to school because I didn't want to deal with the people down there, but he wanted to go on the bus. So my husband takes him down there, and her kid and my kid are playing. And when we're not at the bus stop and they're playing outside, she's like, oh, kids will be kids. But then when we're at the bus stop, she says stuff like, I'm tired of your kid hitting my kid. Well, this is out of the blue because the kids weren't hitting each other. So my husband turns around and says, well, it goes both ways. We're tired of it too. So then my kid was saying to my husband, Papa stinks, teasing him and stuff like that. Well, I guess she thought my kid was either saying it about her kid or talking back to her. And he says, well, if you have an issue with it, you can take it out with my husband. We're going, what issue? What are you talking about? Cuckoo, cuckoo, crazy. I mean, this woman, he's had problems with everybody in the neighborhood, everybody. And the new neighbor, I don't know if she's figured out yet, but if she's doing this to me, she's going to do it to her too, because she's done it to other people. I live in Cuckoo Land, I live in Crazy Land, I live in Help Me Land. My hair's going to fall out, I'm going to get bald spots, I don't know. Relocating to, like, oh, let's say the UK, it's sounding really good right now, maybe 6 months out of the year, moving out of this place, something, but this is, DNR, and I'm a wiggle wobble, but I don't fall down. You have been listening to You Talk Too Much on Deep Stuff Radio with me, DNR. This has been a Deep Stuff Records production. And please listen again to the next episode of You Talk Too Much. Thank you. Bye.